Feeling lost and alone? Looking for validation from your partner, only to find the feeling of rejection and continued frustration? You're together yet so far apart. Now your frustration has turned into disdain and resentment. Your insecurities have begun to affect every aspect of your life. Ironically, you have now become the cold and detached one, shielding yourself from the uncertainties of your relationships. Dr. April Brown has created Bringing Intimacy Back, a series of discussions that are designed to help you reclaim what you have lost along the way. Dr. April will help you rediscover and reconnect to the intimate relationship your heart so desires. Go to www.bringingintimacyback.com today and let the healing begin.
Welcome to the Bringing Intimacy Back show, where intimacy is real. On this show, we aim to help you increase the intimate connections between you, your significant other, children, family, God, higher power. We give you the secret power to intimacy to create a life you love or love the life you create. Well, on today's show, wow, we have something totally different today. Yes, our topic today is beauty and intimacy. And you're like, well, what does that have to do with intimacy, beauty, intimacy? Yes. And I know a little bit, but I, of course, as always, I have to get experts who can come in and share with me about how beauty and intimacy and a lot of things different work. So today I have an expert here today. This, his name is Jerome Infante. Welcome, Jerome.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited.
Yes, good, good. So Jerome has been in the beauty and salon industry for past 14 years. I mean, he knows his stuff. He is the founder of Link Aesthetics in Florida, here in Fort Myers. And it's like, how can I put it? It's like beauty that's in heaven. His facility is wonderful, very relaxing, and they work on all forms of beauty. Its company specializes in lash extensions, micropigmentation, skincare, makeup. I mean, just look how gorgeous Jerome is today in his makeup, okay? Yes, definitely. He's also partnered with many medical professionals for many like invasive and non-invasive aesthetics procedure, because all this is important. Throughout his many years of the field, he has heard, as we know, I call it like salon talks, and people call it salon gossip, from his clients, as well as who are on all walks of life. And on the show, he's going to talk to us about how beauty correlates with intimacy. We're going to talk about sex and insecurities. Jerome is gay. He's also Filipino, which is fantastic American, and he's worked extremely hard to develop. I mean, he's an entrepreneur. Once you get to hear all of what he's done, it's wonderful. I also in a relationship. It's been about 4 years with his Danish boyfriend. So, Jerome, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. So, as I was just talking about what you do, can you share with our audience member the journey of how you even got into this field and became an entrepreneur and all that kind of information?
So I grew up in a very Asian family, and we're supposed to go to college. We're supposed to get our doctorate degrees and you know, have a really good academic job. So, you know, I went to college like everybody else, but I really have a passion for beauty. And I'm also vain, very vain myself. And I wanted to like prevent pimples. I wanted to like make sure I look great. So I ended up going to aesthetic school, and my mom finally agreed that I, you know, if it's your passion, go ahead and do it. And the way I got into the eyelashes, which is kind of like how I got started in the industry, is literally we opened the first eyelash place in Fort Myers.
Oh, the first?
Yes. Yeah. We were the first.
Oh my gosh. Awesome.
Because I was actually registering the company to, you know, to get our county licenses. And they're like, what are you guys doing? Like, lashes. Like, oh, that's the first. I think we're the first.
Cool.
But there's something about the eyes. And you know, like when you do lashes or not lashes, your eyeshadow, when you do your face,
it doesn't look finished without mascara. So there's a secret to lashes that if you get them black and you get them nice, it just looks complete.
And so when I went to a beauty convention, I saw this Asian lady doing extensions, and I was like, oh my God, this is the secret, you know? Cool. So
Oh, cool, cool. So that's how you got started in the field?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yes, yes. Yeah, and so I know you do other things besides eyelashes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, of course, so eyelashes was kind of the key that kind of got me around town. But, of course, we specialize in skincare, too, and we have our own product lines and everything. But for me, skincare is mostly like it's what we do for ourselves and how we – see, the thing is, you can't just get a facial because, like, it's such a cookie cutter. You know, I want to be able to, like, see the skin, you know, look at the skin, see what it needs. So it's not just, like, something like, okay, go get this microdermabrasion, because not everybody needs a microdermabrasion.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm going on tangents.
That makes sense. Okay, I'm following you. I'm following you, yes. Yes. So as a beauty expert, what's makes you stand out differently than your competitors?
Well, for me is that I like freedom. And okay. The way when my clients come in, we connect. And it's a very intimate moment because there's such a close proximity. And I'm touching them very intimately in their eyes and their faces when we do makeup. You know, you're able to connect, and I like that, and I give them the experience. Not saying like, you know, it's a show, but I feel like you become friends with them because it's such an intimate moment whenever you have that, you know, 1 hour that I allocate for each one of them. So.
Yes, I would definitely agree. I've gone to a variety of different people to do my lashes. Yes. Yes. And when I was, when I've gone with you, yes, it has been, as you put it, an experience. Yes, because you're really good at being very, one of the things we're talking as we open up and talk more about in this show, you're very authentic. And so with that authenticity and then a passion about your feel, yeah, it shows off in the work that you do. So of course, yes, I do feel like it's a very intimate experience when you visit your shop, Blink.
Yes. Well, I can I add something too? So I'm actually wearing tank tops right now because I wanted to. I'm actually currently at the salon and I'm wearing my tank tops, and I want to be able to show people that you can come in here in your pajamas. You can feel comfortable. You can have any form of language. We can talk about anything you want in this place. It's that kind of freedom that I like.
Yeah, and so just like you said, the freedom and the language, did you expect, because one of the reasons why we started this is because you and I were talking and then you were sharing how some of your customers tell you a lot of stuff. So yes. Did you expect that as you were going, you know, starting this, you know, I'm going to hear so much intimate conversations with people. Was that an expectation? I mean, were you prepared for that?
Actually, it wasn't really, I wasn't expecting it, but I know that being gay, it brings a lot of comfort to women. So when I see a lot of women, they get really comfortable because, you know, not only you're in intimate, like the proximity with the clients, they're also comfortable with you because you're gay and you're kind of friends with them. You're kind of naturally innate to be friends with women. So I hear a lot of juicy things. So I cannot wait to share a lot of these, stories.
Okay. As you know, the show is about intimacy, and today's topic is beauty and intimacy. Before we get into the meat and bones, can you describe or tell me what your definition is of beauty and what is your definition of intimacy?
So beauty is what we perceive as beautiful. Of course, you know, we all consider humanity as beautiful, and that's like a general statement, I would say. But beauty is what we see as an aesthetic person. Beauty is literally what the media and what the whole world kind of identifies as beautiful. because I'm not going to make money into making somebody look crazy avant-garde and you know, drag queen lashes. Everybody wants a standard kind of beauty. And as a professional, I have to be able to imitate what, you know, the world sees as beautiful and translate it into a physical art somehow. For me, intimacy is what happens after beauty. Mm-hmm. It's the connection we make after seeing what's beautiful, whether it's the personality or, you know, physical. That's what I feel like intimacy means to me.
Wow, I never thought about it. It's the connection after we see the beauty.
Yeah. Sounds very vain.
Yeah, and so you continue to use this word vain. What does vain mean to Jerome? Vain, so, yes.
Oh my goodness, vain is someone who really, it's a noun for me. Okay. It's an adjective. It's not an adjective. It's a noun that someone who is just very cautious and very very selfish in a way where it's kind of a good thing because you're taking care of yourself. Who's addicted to glamour, who's, I don't know, that's vain for me. It's a positive word. It's a positive
Okay,
word.
Good. Yeah, I look at it as pampering yourself.
Yes.
Because many people, how can I say, they take care of everybody else, but they forget about themselves.
Yes.
So what you're saying, yeah, is that you really do a good job taking care of yourself and also helping other people take care of them.
Yeah. I mean, I cannot give beauty advice if my skin is bad or if my eyebrows are horrible. I can't say somebody needs like microblading if they're, you know, if I'm jacked up, you know.
Right. So it's really good that you take your product seriously. Does that make sense? Yes.
It's a necessity if you're in the industry, I would say.
Yes.
You have to be.
Okay. Yes. And do you feel like, because I know that you've been in a long-term relationship, do you feel like that beauty and intimacy affects your relationship also?
Oh, yeah, of course. So if anyone has, I mean, I invited a lot of my clients to listen to this, so they know. But for those who don't know, I'm Asian. I have very brown skin. I have dark hair, I have almondy eyes, and my boyfriend is white. I would say he's pink. He's a ginger, he's very muscular, and I'm really skinny. So we're totally opposites.
Right.
And the way like it affects our relationship is that I'm attracted to whatever the opposite of me is. And of course, I did give him a makeover. So he's very blonde. His eyebrows are blonde and it's so invisible. So I taught him how to tint it. So now he has really good, strong predator eyebrows. Mm-hmm. And I taught him how to grow his beard. So it kind of like, you know, contours his face. Okay. A lot of that stuff, you know, for me, opposites attract. And yes. And so it's oh my god, I'm getting lost in the question.
that's okay
but
good. Yeah, I know that you are Filipino, and sometimes when people are culturally different, they feel that they don't fit in.
Yes. Of course, growing up, it was insane. You know, I was the only Asian kid in elementary school, and I hated my skin. I hated my eye shape. I was like, I want to be like everybody else in Cape Coral. So it's very hard to love yourself when you've, you know, been raised in a place where you're different. So that's like another – I had really low self-esteem and all that stuff too growing up.
Yeah. So how did you even change that low self-esteem to a person now who is vain, like you said? how did that change happen?
Actually, when I started traveling, I went to Asia and I saw that there's people who look like me. The magazines there look like me. Like, the people look like me. And I felt like, oh my God, like, there's so much more in this world than our backyards locally. That, right. You know, the moment we see that, like, there's people who check you out, and you know, let's just say in Denmark, I'm a big seller in Denmark. Oh my God, I get hit on there all the time.
Yes. Yes, yes, yeah. And I do think, like you said, when you travel and you get to see other countries and you actually, for all those people out there listening who have maybe low self-esteem, when you're able to see people that look like you and that are successful and stuff, it does impact you and make you realize that, you know, beauty comes in all shapes and sizes and all colors of skin and a variety of different aspects.
Yes.
Yes, yes, definitely. Well, we're going to take a short little break, but when we come back, we're going to go and talk about the meat and bones of this topic of beauty and intimacy. We'll take a short break right now and hear a commercial from Vacation Counseling.
Are you wanting a vacation in paradise? A vacation to rekindle the passion? A vacation without the kids? A vacation where you can learn how to communicate, where you and your partner hear each other and gain insight? Vacation Counseling is your next vacation. Stay in one of our exclusive villas for the ultimate couples retreat. Enjoy dining, boating, and all that South Florida has to offer. Let our counselors guide you through the rest. Vacation Counseling, accepting applications for summer 2020. Visit www.vacationcounseling.com for more information.
Welcome back to Bringing Intimacy Back, where intimacy is real. And on today's topic, we're talking about beauty and intimacy with one of the local and famous Jerome Infanto. He is the founder of Blank Aesthetics, which is actually, which I learned, was the first business / store, I guess, that does eyelashes, and they do so much more and with skin and stuff. And so one of the things that I want to talk about as we start this thing about beauty and intimacy is because I feel, especially with intimacy, you got to feel comfortable with yourself first. Mm-hmm. So as beauty changes people and people become more confident, do you think beauty and confidence kind of have a relationship or?
Oh yeah, of course. So what I do most of the time is eyelashes. And so it's kind of like not a mask, but it's almost like it changes people. You know, when you look from being sleepy to getting these really nice voluminous lashes and looking so awake, you gain, of course, that confidence. It's similar to a mask. And when you wear a mask, you become a different person. You act a lot more different. The most wonderful story is that I actually had a client, and she came in and she was sad. And she was talking to me and she was telling me, like, oh my God, like, my husband hasn't touched me in a long time. And I'm like, you know, of course I'm listening. I can't really say anything. So after that, I did her lashes. I'm having dinner really late. And then around 10 o'clock, she calls me and she's like, oh my God, thank you so much. You changed my life. Like, you know, I finally had sex with my husband. And I was just like, okay, that's a really weird phone call, but thank you. I really didn't think it was the eyelashes. I thought it was just because she felt confident. She mm-hmm. might have maybe dressed a little sexier that night, or maybe she saw that, okay, well, I can actually look great, so let me put a little makeup on. I think that's what happened. Right. But it's like one of these things where it makes me feel like, oh, I'm really happy about my profession because I can feel like I'm helping people, even though I'm not a therapist. No.
But yeah, but in a sense, many people talk to you about their problems. I think if people are having relationship issues, especially as females, they will tell their salon person before they tell their therapist.
Oh yeah, I think that's very common. I always hear like the craziest stories about, you know, affairs. You know, the wives having affairs with their husbands. I was even used as a decoy, as an alibi. She's like, my husband calls the salon, tell her I'm still getting a facial, even though she's on a date. It's I hear juicy things.
Okay. Yeah, yes, yes. And you hear a lot of crazy, crazy stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, yeah, yes, yeah. So in those stories, what do you feel like your role is when you're hearing all this stuff?
I'm basically a listener. Okay. I mean, that's the only thing you can say, really. I mean, unless you're a licensed therapist, of course, give advice, and then they'll, you know.
Yeah, and technically, we don't give advice. We listen also.
Okay, good. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to name any, if I've ever, like, I think my clients are listening to me right now, but if I don't want to name anybody, but I might end up, you know, saying something that's kind of related to them, so they'll probably text me later, like, hey, watch it.
Yes. So I know at one point you talked about earlier about the eyes and your feelings about eyelashes extensions. So So tell me how does the eyes, because like you said, you did someone's eye extension and for some reason she got confident or her husband was able to see her more. Yeah, how does that work?
Well, number one, not to dish on the nail people, like the first thing that people see is your eyes, you know, like, you know, don't spend like crazy amounts of money doing your nails when it's the first thing people see are the eyes. And it's the windows. It's the windows to your soul. That's what they say. And eyelashes are the window frames. So you can either look cheap, like a cheap window, or like an expensive window. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it really does make a major difference. And a lot of people have this myth about extensions that they think that it's going to damage your lashes. It really depends on the artist. If the artist is very careful, they watch for, you know, any signs of early damage, we can switch to a lighter material or, you know, a better glue. It really is. So I just want to, like, dispel all these crazy myths about it.
Okay. And just because we're talking about that, I know some people think, well, I should just go and buy those fake eyelashes thing and put them on. What's the difference between doing that and getting the extensions?
It's all about prep time. When you have extensions, you can just wake up, go to Walmart and be happy, you know? But with the strips, you have to glue them and you make sure that it's precise. And then 10 minutes later, it's going to start lifting. And then you're like, oh my goodness. It's good to get, you know, extensions, I would say.
So I know you do more than extensions. You also do help with makeup.
Yes. I used to cross dress back when I was, you know, single and crazy. And it's not because I wanted to be different. It's because I bought so much makeup that I didn't know what to do with them. Like, okay, let me try it on. I bought this palette and I have no girlfriends to put them on, so I put them myself. And I love the fact that, like, I can change somebody from an ordinary to extraordinary. And it's that power. You know, I don't know if you've seen the YouTube Power of Makeup where they turn, like, normal people into, like, supermodels makeup. And that's what I'm saying. It's the strength. That's the correlation between beauty and intimacy. When the transformation and the change, not just physically, but also in the inside, you know, the confidence it can give, and, you know, like, just knowing that you have a potential to look amazing, you know, with the hands of a great artist.
Yes. So I'm sitting here, some of my listeners are thinking, I'm a man and I'm hearing all this and I want to try it out. Do I have to be gay to try out makeup or eyelashes extension?
I don't know if anyone can see me because I know we're also on Facebook, but I don't have any makeup on except for a little concealer just because I slept really late last night. I just have perfect skin. But
yes, you do. Yes, he does.
But there's a thing called concealers that a lot of men don't realize that you only need a tiny dab, and, you know, you just put them under a little bit under the eyes and it just makes a huge difference. And then, you know, missing brows, and then there was an article that I read a while ago, and it's something to do with the attractiveness of men. And there's men with weak eyebrows and there's right. men with strong eyebrows. And a lot of times women prefer men with stronger eyebrows. So there's a lot of things that men can do to change the way their eyebrows are. We can color them in darker. We can, you know, some there's some permanent makeup solutions that doesn't look too feminine. You know, there's a lot of ways that they could
Okay, great. So at your salon, you see a lot of, or some men that come in and get these type of services.
Oh, yes.
Okay, great.
We get really manly men that come in here.
Good. I'm going back a little bit to skincare because you do have beautiful skin.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Yeah. What kind of services do you guys provide?
Well, we have a hydrafacial machine that we like to just use when the person really needs it. We have a microdermabrasion machine. We have microneedling, which is literally like usually a 64 needle that punctures the skin and helps with scarring, people with severe, you know, pigmentation, unevenness of texture. But we also have a doctor. We partner with two doctors, Dr. James Michael Smith and Dr. Allison Yee. I love them both. They do amazing fillers and non-invasive, Botox. If people can see my forehead, it's barely moving because it works.
Oh, okay. You have Botox on it. Okay.
Yes.
So with all these beauty stuff, do you think, does that impact your relationship? So let's talk a little bit more about relationships. Do you think looks impact relationships?
Yes. So in my experience, I was really skinny, you know, all throughout when I was single. I was even anorexically looking. And then I met my boyfriend. And then years later, you get comfortable, you gain 20 pounds. And, you know, I noticed that I was, like, not going out. I wasn't drinking. My boyfriend's like, let's go downtown. And I'm like, no, I really want to. Because I wasn't confident about myself. And I feel like that changes, you know, my energy. The I'm not even motivated to show myself in public. And it affected my relationship because I was more insecure. I was more jealous.
Right.
And so the more I'm on keto, by the way, and I lost about 17 pounds. It's an amazing diet.
Awesome. How long have you been on keto?
It's been about a month, but it helped me lose the weight. And then, you know,
you lost 17 in a month?
A month and I think I've been on it about a month and a half now, actually. I went to Ireland and I of course was doing my diet there, and I was getting my confidence back, and we did so much activities that I wouldn't have when I was, you know, overweight or not overweight, but, you know, wasn't confident about myself. Okay. And so beauty, when you're not feeling beautiful, of course it you get more insecure, you get jealous, like, who are you checking out, you know, why?
Right.
So from personal experience, yes, I totally 100% agree that beauty affects so much relationships.
Yeah, and you just talked about jealousy. And so I know in my own field, a lot of times when jealousy enters into relationships, many times it's because there's some insecurities going on.
Yes.
So would you say the same thing in the sense of confidence and jealousy, how those two kind of relate?
So I just had a client like 2 hours ago, and she was raised in, you know, a very poor family, and she grew up with a good self-esteem, basically. And she's always kind of had to dump the boyfriend before her boyfriend dumps her because of that kind of, like, and she's always jealous. And then recently she was telling me about a new guy that kept on telling her, oh my God, you're so beautiful. You're really beautiful. Like, I get, you know, I'm like, it really boosted her up. The fact that she got into a really good relationship, and it made her, of course, happy and, you know, less jealous. And I feel like sometimes it's not even a beauty treatment that you need to get, you know, confidence. It's really maybe the right person, you know, so. It's horrible feeling, jealousy.
Yeah, definitely. And then I was just thinking, because you make people, you do a whole transformation of people.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yes. So for someone who may have had no one hit on them or whatever, they're quiet, they're mute, and you like do their makeup and all that and just work with their skin. And now all of a sudden, they're like, I don't know, this big flower that's just blossomed into such beauty and all the different, in my head now I have beads, all these different little things, beads are coming like, oh my gosh, I want some of this. Yeah, yes. Yeah, do you prepare your clients for like, oh my gosh, for all the attraction they're going to get?
We have a joke. Because we always kind of, when you say eyelashes, we always think of strippers and you know. And so we have a joke that it kind of people sometimes have mistaken that it's like offensive, but we always tell my clients as a joke that, oh, don't get pregnant tonight just because your lashes are freshly done, you know. And it looks like, you know, it looks sluttier, you know, like the, you know, the. And we always make that joke just because, like, who doesn't get confidence when they have something? When you get your hair done, you know, don't you feel like you should go out to dinner, like, afterwards? Right. Because yes. It's amazing. Yes. And, it goes back to what you were asking me. Of course, yes. Okay. I warn people, don't get pregnant tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, we're almost time for another commercial. And when we get back, we'll talk a little much more about relationships. So, Jerome, I would like for you on this commercial to tell us a little bit about your shop, where people can get information, and your social media, and the services that you guys provide. It's all on you. Go ahead.
Oh, cool. Well, we are in Fort Myers, Florida. The name is Blink Aesthetics, and you can follow us on Instagram at Blink Aesthetics with an A-E, Blink Aesthetics. You can also visit our website at www.blinkflorida.com. We have amazing, amazing work. We have artists that are very passionate. We love what we do. We'll take care of anybody that feels like, even prices, God, tell me anything and I'll help you. we have a skincare line and eyelash line that you can look at on our Instagram. One of the things, if people can see later, is that I actually don't have a lot of hair in my head, and we do micropigmentation on the scalp. It makes it look like you have a good hairline. A lot of people don't know that. So, and of course, eyelash extensions. We are the premier place to get it down in, you know, Southwest Florida, and yeah. I don't know.
good. And I also think you teach, right? I'll help people. Yes.
We certify people into getting it an eyelash extension certification. And if they don't have a Florida license, we partner with two different schools to get them a Florida state license for aesthetics. You know, refer them to them. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Well, thank you so much for letting us know what you do and stuff. Yes. Yes. Since you mentioned the micropigmentation, so what you're saying is when you're a little bald, like for men, maybe.
For men and women. Too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Then you help produce what? Pigmentation?
Pigmentation. So it looks like it's little follicles that like look like hair. I had a lady, she's black, and she's done a lot of braids all her life, and it just kind of like tore her scalp over here, and we've been pigmenting it with like little dot micro dots, and it just looks so good now that she could leave her hair normal and doesn't have to cover it with anything.
Right. Awesome.
It's great with, you know, the hairline, the crown area. If people had surgeries like facelifts where they have scars that you want us to cover up, so you can, it's easy.
Okay. Yeah. So it's also, like you said, for those who have scars and things that have happened for surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That you help with that, which is great. Yes. So I know you're in a long distance type of relationship.
Yes.
Yes. How does that work?
You know, back in the day, people used to write letters and they would wait months for the letters to come. And, you know, and it was like always doomed. People say long distance relationships are doomed, but not in 2020. We have FaceTime, we have, you know, sex toys that are remote controlled. I mean, there's so many things that people could do, could be creative. There's even apps that, you can leave them drop messages and track them where they are, like GPS and stuff like that. So it's very much easier now to form a long distance relationship. Now, unfortunately, the corona, my boyfriend's supposed to be here in two and a half weeks, but you know, I guess we'll be banned all the borders.
Yes. We heard that last time. Yes. It's something with all those health issues going on. How it's affecting everyone, and how, as we're talking about intimacy, which is closeness, because of health issues now, people have to be a little more distant.
No more hugs. But just to let you know, we're very sterile here. We have overstocked on antiviral wipes.
Okay, good. Yes, and that's very good. Yes. So with the relationship, going back to your relationship, you guys see each other pretty often, and you're saying with distance relationship, because we have so many different types of communication techniques.
Yes.
That and it can be successful.
I'm just fortunate enough to have met somebody who's financially independent, and I'm also comfortable with my own money that I could travel and see him. And we've actually been to so many countries together, and it's always like a honeymoon when we see each other. Right. And a lot of my friends will say, oh, wait till you live together, you're not going to survive. I mean, it's like, okay, then time will tell. But we've been together like on the longer periods of time, which is I would say 3 weeks, the longest, and we just do normal things at home. You know, we go to Lowe's, we go to Walmart, Publix together, we go to Target.
Okay.
But I do feel like it's such a strong relationship because of that need and want to be with each other.
Right. But also, I think just one of the things that you kind of just briefly mentioned, but it's so important, is that you and he, it's the same way in the sense that you guys are confident in yourselves.
Yeah, well, him more than me. He's more confident. I would say he's narcissistic. I'm just kidding.
But I mean, Jerome, you're very confident with yourself. You know yourself, and you.
Yes.
And you feel beauty, and you feel sexy. And being confident and helps in a relationship, because you don't come off as needy. I think when people are too needy, it impacts relationships.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember when I was single, I would always, all the clingy guys, I would be like, kind of feeling, we always like the chase. And I think it's part of the human, characteristics is to always want what we can't have. And so we always like the chase. But if your partner is confident and you feel like, okay, I still have to be in my game to keep my boyfriend, or, you know, it keeps it exciting. And the fact that it's attractive to have somebody who takes care of yourself, who is still, you know, on the A game when it comes to pleasing you or making you feel like, okay, I want him to be proud of me all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, the other aspect that is making your relationship very healthy is that you guys have a little bit of distance. And so you're able to do things, come together, share what you do. You know what I'm saying? It's not always you're on top of one another, or expect him to fulfill all your needs.
Yeah. And a lot of times people say, you know, that it's hard for long, but it takes a lot of trust. When you're doing a long distance, it's a lot of trust. Because he's 4,000 miles away, 6-hour difference, half the time I'm sleeping when he's awake, and half the time I'm, you know. So it requires a lot of trust. And what's awesome is if you're, like I said, you're confident and you feel beautiful, you don't get that, like, oh my God, are you looking for other people or where did you go? You know, when I was sleeping. So.
Okay. Good. Yes. And, cause I know you mentioned earlier about, you have all these different instruments to communicate and, I guess even to track people, but yes. does that really work in tracking people in your relationship and tracking your partner?
I actually don't use, so we have a GPS thing but it's not because I want to stalk him. Right. It's, just because that's how I know that when he's home, okay. So I can call him or just to make sure he's safe.
Okay.
It's that kind of like, okay, I know you're home. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I don't know. That's
okay. Okay. So, it sounds like a very healthy relationship. And so I'm assuming you hear a lot of stories about relationships and you probably hear some of the healthy ones and some of the unhealthy ones. Can you tell me three signs that through all these years of experience in the beauty salon and this stuff, in the sense of listening to women and just people in general talk about relationships, what are three signs of a healthy relationship and three signs of an unhealthy relationship?
Okay, so since it's in the salon setting, number one would probably be the sex life. If I don't hear stories about his penis or, you know, sex, I feel like it's not a strong relationship. You should be proud of your partner. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, especially to someone you're bragging to, you know, right. Like, so that's number one. And then, for something healthy, if it's healthy, then I hear a lot about sex. Then I hear a lot about, financial bragging, you know, like, oh, my husband bought me a new yacht or a new Rolex. A lot of my clients are super wealthy and they know, if they're listening, they know who they are because I asked them to listen. And then the third sign of a happy relationship is the general happiness. They come in there with no problems. They're happy and they know when they're happy because they always just, they don't talk about themselves a lot. They always be like, oh my God, so what about you? Because it's rarely that people ask about me just because I'm just there to listen most of the time. I mean, when I do a client, it's all about them. It's their time. It's their hour. So when I hear something like, well, but what about you? I love that because I feel like, okay, you know, they're really content. They don't need to complain.
And what about three signs of unhealthy?
So, them cheating, number one, is if they have affairs and I have to be their alibi. Right. Exactly. Number two would be when I see them and they're not dressed up or they look like a schmuck.
Right.
It's just that, it's like, oh my God, I'm trying to help you look beautiful. Why aren't you helping me help you, you know?
Right.
And then number three of an unhealthy relationship would be them crying in my bed, of course.
Right. Do you get the ones who sometimes come to you and maybe they've had a black eye or something that has to be covered up?
Yeah, but they always lie about it. I mean, unless they're really close to me.
Right.
And it's unfortunate, you know, like, you can't get that bruise with falling. It's impossible to get the bruise with falling. Right,
Yes. So it's good that they are able to open up to you.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Yes. Okay, well, we're going to take a short little break. And when we come back, we're going to have you tell us some tips on how to increase our beauty intimacy. Okay, so on our short break today, what I want to talk about is we have a new sponsor, Adam and Eve. And I don't know if you guys have ever gone to Adam and Eve, but it's a great store online that has a lot of different toys and a variety of different things you can do. But you can get almost, we have a contract with them, that for one item, you can get 50% off if you use the code BIB. And Adam and Eve has a lot of stuff, a lot of free stuff on there. For more information about Adam and Eve and what they do, go to www.adamandeve.com. And also you can find more information about them on my website of Bringing Intimacy Back. Well, welcome back. We're back on this show, or back talking about beauty and intimacy. We're on the show where intimacy is real. And so can you, Jerome, give us some tips on how we can increase our beauty intimacy?
Okay, it's a very loaded question.
You like loaded things, don't you?
I do. Keep them coming.
Yes.
So, of course, anything to do with physical changes will definitely help with beauty intimacy. I would say that's number one. So I would say contact your nearest beauty professional that you trust, not just some random stranger. I mean, like a hairdresser that you know that's really good, and just be like, you know what, can you evaluate, you know, what I need, and don't sell me anything. Just tell me what you think I need, you know, physically. And, you know, having a healthy lifestyle, you know, like I started doing low carbs and it just changed me and changed my body. And so whether it's not just superficial things, you know, it could be something like, you know, have a healthy diet and it'll change you physically, or, you know, of course do something to do if you have bald spots or, you know, need more lashes, or I got my lips done and it really helped me, you know. And, you know, the reason why I started getting all these Botox and fillers in my face, I wanted to show people that you could still look natural.
Right, because it all looks natural. Scared. Yeah.
Yeah, don't be scared.
I would never know. Yes.
I've had 7 syringes of fillers on my face right now, and it doesn't look like... Yeah, I don't look like an alien.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Your lips, your lips look natural. Yeah.
Thank you. So I would say number one is physical. Ask somebody that you trust to see, okay, what other improvements I can do for myself.
Okay.
And then number two, oh my God, I think number one answered a lot of things. But it's not really about physical too. It's about self, you know, it's about self-help. So I would say number two is you're mentally confident, you know, that you appreciate the things that happen to you. Like, yes, I got my lashes done, but why am I still sad? Then appreciate the fact that you have really long lashes. Appreciate your inner beauty. Appreciate your original beauty, not the extensions that you got, you know. Like more like an appreciation. I think that would help with a lot of intimacy. And one thing I remembered was when I was gaining weight also, I would start having sex with my tank top on because I was like, I don't want to take my shirt off. And so now I'm really comfortable taking my shirt off while having sex. So those are like I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like so many things on my head about the intimate moments in my life that I was insecure of. So physically, mentally, so of course make changes or start identifying, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know. So, maybe that's probably
the main things that you... Okay. I'm curious, because you do have such a strong presence, a lot of people, do you watch a certain thing on YouTube or how have you gotten that mindset of like, hey?
Well, I'm a millennial. I think we're born like this. We're very entitled people. And no, I follow so many people on YouTube, like Jeffree Star. So Jeffree Star is this, he's not trans. He's just himself. He's very confident. He's a makeup blogger. I like the drama that happens in his life. And I follow Nikita Dragon. She's a trans makeup person also.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that it's It's the point when you, not that I know I'm beautiful, it's just I've accepted it. I've accepted the fact that, hey, you know, I'm Asian, I have tattoos, I have piercings, I'm gay, you know, all my imperfections that I thought were imperfections, I just kind of like thought to myself, like, you know what, they help me mold me into my personality, you know.
Okay.
And I think that kind of helped me with myself too. And of course, all the Botox and the fillers in my face.
Yeah, and I think one of the things you just said is acceptance is key, because many people even struggle with accepting the color of their skin.
Yeah.
Or their sexual preference, or yeah, just a variety of things.
Yeah. In today's world, you know, we're very race sensitive, we're very politically correct. And it kind of is some sort of a barrier nowadays to having sort of an acceptance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never felt I was Asian until this times where I feel like, okay, I guess I'm Asian. I just thought I was an American, you know.
Okay, so you didn't feel until you...
It was just lately, you know, with the tension in the politics. I just I feel like, you know, it's much more about race nowadays.
Right.
And so it might affect people's confidence, I would say, into, you know, accepting who they are, because we're so divided. So.
Yes. And sometimes you think it's getting better, but then sometimes it still struggles. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But one of the things that I think you mentioned earlier, which is really great, it's to travel and to be around different people.
Yes.
I mean, that helps tremendously, to be around people that are different than you.
Yeah. And you know, as Americans, we like to say, hey, how are you? And it's such a greeting, you know? And then, so we were, God, I forgot where we were, but we were out there somewhere in Europe, and some guy asked me how are you? And I said, I'm good. And I just kind of ignored it. And he stayed looking at me like, no, how are you? And I'm like, oh, I didn't know you really wanted to know how am I. And such a new thing, it made me feel like, okay, there's still people who are interested, you know, without selling you anything. They don't want to, they just want to talk to you genuinely. And like I said, meeting new people kind of creates a better mindset, new cultures, new food, you know, so it's very good to travel.
Right, definitely. And I do think it also, when we talk about beauty, expands our mind on what beauty is and on doing different things and trying different things.
Yes. I'm like drawing blank, but I was going to say something for a second. Oh my goodness. I drank a lot of coffee just so I was ready.
Yes. Yeah. But so, and that we're about to wrap up. Is there anything that you want to share with our audience that I haven't asked or talked about?
We've talked about, I think we've talked about most everything, but I don't know what I want to add. I did make a list, so.
Okay. And the one thing you guys may not know about Jerome is that he is, besides very beautiful, Jerome is very, very intelligent. Okay.
Oh my God.
So he's a scholar, so he has his little list there. So yes.
So I forgot. So in every situation, there's a solution.
Yes.
So don't feel like there's no hope. Like, oh, yeah, I'm ugly, or my skin's never going to heal. There's always different modalities. And a lot of times, you know, we invent new things within the decade that's, you know, not in the news. Like a lot of people don't think that, you know, like you can actually smooth out a really, really acne scarring skin with like some, you know, microneedles. There's so much modalities out there. So don't feel like you've lost hope into you know, fixing or finding solutions about things. That's one thing I forgot to tell people, that there's always a solution.
Okay.
When it comes to, you know, physically altering yourself.
Right. Definitely. Yes. Yeah. And I would, probably even in my own life, the whole skincare is extremely important.
Yeah.
Cause I know some of us, including myself, I will be honest in that aspect. We think about putting makeup on and all this other stuff, but we don't really think about the skincare, the skin underneath.
Yes. And it's also liver health. Whatever your liver is what your skin is. So make sure you have great insides to show what's on the outside. Oh my God, I keep throwing blanks. I'm just thinking about something amazing. And then like, oh my God, I just got distracted.
So what you're saying, which is very important, is we have to be careful and be very cognitive of what we eat and what we drink.
Yes.
And because most that affects of the time, our liver.
Yes.
And skin.
And most, yep. And most of the time, we always like to dig in, you know, to get new skin. But it's really from what's inside that will come out once we dig in there. Okay. Like serums and stuff like that. It's, you know, we waste so much money on putting serums. Because it's not, so your skin really protects your body. So if you put a serum in there, it's really not 100% going to go in there. So it's literally what we put inside. And if we actually, like I said, microneedling is a procedure where you're using microneedles going about a millimeter deep, it pushes more products in. So unless you're doing that, you're wasting your serums, you know. So those are the things. Toner is important. A lot of times people skip toner after you wash your face. They just, you know, skip it to the moisturizer. Right. But toner is amazing. It closes your pores, rehydrates your skin, and then you use a moisturizer to seal it. So that's another thing people forget to mix in their, you know, skincare regimen.
Yeah. So as I'm listening to all these tips, do you by any chance, if someone is thinking, they're listening and they're like, wow, I would like to connect with Jerome and maybe get some tips or ideas or suggestions, where can they reach you?
So I operate mostly on Instagram now just because everybody just DMs people. So if you have an Instagram, follow me. And I'm personally the one, I don't hire people to talk for me. I personally will text you back and give you anything that I have in my head. Or you can also call us at 239 area code 850-4976.
Okay. And your phone number again.
It's 239-850-4976.
Okay. And your Instagram?
My Instagram is Blink Aesthetics.
Blink Aesthetics. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's been a pleasure to have you. Yes. Please look him up. Please check out his website, because you do have a website at www.blinkflorida.com.
Yep.
Yes. Jerome, we love having you, and we welcome you back on the show anytime.
Thank you so much.
This has been the Bringing Intimacy Back show, where intimacy is real. See you guys next time. Thank you. Mm-hmm.